Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Naked Englishman podcast. And into the back room do I go and switch on the internet. It is Friday today, the 29th or is it the 30th of May? May's been and gone. May it never return. Well, not quite, because I think there's 30 days in May, so that may be a slight exaggeration. I'm just looking to see where we are. It is the 30th, yes, indeed. So there is another day in May to follow. It is, for those of you who are keeping a record, scratching away in a special leather-bound notebook, an overcast morning. Not terribly cold, but not very warm. But it is May and we are fast approaching, I suppose, what one might deem as summer. The longest day is also gathering pace. Now, this morning, I do have, at some time today, a Riverford's order. Oh, the cat is looking at me as if to say, please let me out. Please allow me to roam free. I will. But I need to also, let's just get, open the back door here. There we go. Off you go, little pussycat. That's marvellous. Sorted you out. You go out the back. I'm going out the front to place into the little box that I have these folding up boxes. How many are there? It is easy to... Oh, blimey, another one there. Difficult to do this with the microphone in one's hand. Let me open this door. And there are the sounds of life. Now, I'm going to leave you for a moment, gentle listener, just in the hallway here for a temporary moment, whilst I just put these boxes, and there must be about five or six of them. Ready for collection, you see. Ready for... Oh, that's better. That is good news. I can get past in the little hallway, the passage between the front room and the back room without disturbing these boxes, which were always in a springy state. I described them yesterday as like a concertina, which is what they were, but inevitably they get banged and fall onto the floor. Now, I had a funny thing happen yesterday, a number of things really, as the days go on. I had a package arrive. Now, somebody very kindly, one of my viewers, had said, I've tried a certain tobacco, don't like it, I thought I'd send it to you. I thought that was very generous. It's an early morning pipe, and I've had early morning pipe. It's an English blend, and it's very lovely. So I said, well, that's very generous of you. I look forward to it. Thank you. And the package arrived from him. I opened it up, and inside was a letter to somebody else and a pipe. I thought, that's unusual. It was an early morning pipe, not a physical pipe. Early morning pipe being a blend of tobacco by Peterson's. And I thought that quite remarkable. Well, he was sending a pipe to somebody to be repaired, for there was a small crack and he wanted to save the pipe. And he was sending the tin of tobacco to someone else, i.e. me. Well, guess what happened? Yes, the labels were put on the wrong packages, and one went this way, the other went that way. And so, therefore, I've got his pipe, and this pipe man, repairer, has got a tin of tobacco. However, he said, as I emailed him and said, I'm a bit surprised, I've got a pipe here. He said, bugger. That's exactly what he said. I have put the labels on the wrong parcels. No matter, I will sort it. I said, well, let me know if you need me to go to the post office or to return it. Happy to do that, of course. And I dare say the other chap will do the same. So, anyway, I thought that was one of those funny things that happens, isn't it? We had a bit of flurry yesterday. There was a sort of excitement, butterflies in the tummy excitement, of potentially passing, separating ourselves from a large chunk of money. And it didn't happen. Land. We found a little spot we thought would be worth a punt going for it. And I spoke to the estate agent and I spoke to the auctioneers who are doing the lot. But when I spoke to them, there were certain things that were drawn to my attention that made me have to decline from engaging further, which was a shame. But I will talk about this in greater detail, I think, in today's video, by the way, because it was interesting. And I guess for those people who want to do what we're doing, it might be of interest, I don't know. Some of us want to escape from the tyranny of the towns and the depressing nature. I walked down the town to post a postal order from Helen, who sent some money for Billy's nutritional service. Thank you, Helen. Very much appreciate that, as in Billy did and is, because we went to the farm shop the other day and purchased some nice food for him. Anyway, I went down to the town. I don't know if it's half term or something, but it was extremely busy. There wasn't so many children as such. It just seemed extremely busy, as if it was a Saturday. And this was yesterday, a Thursday. And what drew my attention, I suppose, I mean, the weather was drab. It wasn't wet, but it was just dour. And as I looked around at people, they looked incredibly sullen, themselves dour, reflecting the weather. Energy levels seemed to be low and people seemed to be quite miserable. And the town just had this sort of bleak feel, this somewhat desolate nature. There's building work going on. They're putting down this massive great pipe all around the town for Hemico, which is a company supposedly putting in this underwater heating, which I think comes from the same principle as the heat pumps are supposed to do, is to wake out heat from the ground, quite where this heat is supposedly coming from. I'm sure it's not coming from the central core that we've all been told is there, you know, the big ball of magma.
Surely it'll come from a big boiler.
So, yes, I suppose, is that what it is? And they're building a big boiler type thing, I suppose. I thought it was like heat pumps, you drill deep enough and you get the warmth from the earth. But I don't know. I thought it was all supposed to be free energy, you know, rather than burning with diesel or any of these things. They're not going to put wind turbines up because they won't do much around here. And there's nowhere to put their unsightly solar panels.
Wouldn't you have to dig quite far down in order to get some warmth out of that?
Well, I don't know how it works.
It all sounds very preposterous and ridiculous to me.
Yes. This is why...
There's a pretty good sun up there that warms things.
Ah, but they've blocked that off, you see, my love. Exactly. They have blocked it off. But there you are. I should think I should make myself a cup of coffee. I've had a fruit tea. I'm starting to have the first tea of the day to line the stomach. I'm having fruit tea. Yesterday was a day of also writing. Well, I say writing. It was a day not so much of writing, but, you know, the transposing red... Well, I finished off a chapter of red penning and then transposing it onto the computer. And it was quite complicated, but Julia very kindly read it through the final draft last night of that one chapter, and even then found errors. It is very difficult to get rid of these errors. I must have written it so badly. Anyway, she did that, which was kind. She read it out loud, and it was nice for me to sit on the sofa and listen to it as if it was story time, and I could think, oh, yes, that's right. And then she would read a word, and I said, oh, that's not supposed to be there. I remember striking it out, but I didn't edit it out. Must be doing this in a very haphazard way, I think. Don't know why. Anyway, and because Julia's ex was not forthcoming, Julia had her meal at her place, and I had sausages, 3 sausages, 2 fried eggs, and lovely garden peas, or petit pois, I can't remember, I think they were petit pois, really, from the farm shop, I hasten to add, although, to be honest, I'm not sure of their provenance. That was my meal, and it was very nice, thank you. Good farm shop sausages. I do like Charlie's sausages. So they were good, and so that kept me going. And in the day, not very much to eat. I think I had a couple of pieces of toast and some nuts. That was about it yesterday. Not eating terribly much, you know. One main meal and a few nibbles throughout the day. But not a lot. Oh, excuse me. So that's it, really. Not much happened. Today, no interviews. Another day of concentrating on the book, which I'm very pleased to have. There was a sort of flurry of conversations with the family over Billy's seizures yesterday. Georgie, my lovely daughter, stuck in New Zealand. She won't think that she's stuck there, but, you know, isolated over there, unable to do very much for Billy at such great distance other than keeping in communication, was a very encouraging, lovely Georgie. And I reached out to Stanley, my eldest, and said, just to let you know, I don't know if you're aware, but he's had a seizure. We're in this WhatsApp group, family WhatsApp group. Get yourself in there and catch up with what's happening. I think your brother needs you. So he got in touch. He's very matter-of-fact, his dear Stanley. He does seem to be less emotionally involved with us. I'm not really sure why. He never used to be like that, but I suppose having a family and running your own business and whatever, and maybe I was the same. Who knows? But anyway, he is striking it out and doing his own thing. So there was that, and a stroll down to the, well, not even the seafront, just to the post office. So that was my day yesterday. My day today will be probably not too much dissimilar, maybe no flurry of buying land, but we are continually on the lookout, you see, continually searching. But the trouble is we don't have, at the moment, the huge wherewithal. We've got enough to buy some land, but we also need enough to buy caravans or build yurts or cabins and all the other paraphernalia. You do need deep pockets. Anyway, there it is. Thank you for listening. If you did, if you didn't, you've escaped another outing of the Naked Englishman. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye for now.